This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It is 7 after the hour here on the DJ V Show. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to have Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen, because we're sort of bridging the gap between the end of March and the 1st of April. April Fools, maybe we'll have a little time for that later in the hour. Just thinking out loud. In the meantime, it's a hello to listener Dennis, who is in Lamont, Oklahoma, says, hi. We listen about 3 hours a day to you and your staff. I didn't realize that you were my staff. My
really
God, my
like,
staff.
Well, you say that, but I don't like that word.
I don't either.
You say it all the time. That's why he's saying it. Yes.
Yeah.
What do I? How do I use it? I don't even remember that I use that.
Staff.
Really? Yeah. Is that you offended by that, Victoria?
I do not like that word at all.
Well, no, but are you offended by it?
Yes, it considering offensive? The roles that we have on the show, absolutely. Oh, yeah.
All right. Okay, so, no more staff. Everybody, that's an executive order from on
Let's
high.
Let's make sure the executive actually follows it.
Well, so what did he say other than just calling us staff?
Yeah.
He said he listens 3 hours a day, so we must find some value
in
what we're doing.
Yeah. We got to get you out. That's exciting.
All right, Victoria is not a member of the staff. She is a valued member. I think, you know what, actually, I think that you may be a little too sensitive, because most of the time I don't, even if I say that, I don't think about it necessarily, so maybe I'll think about it now, but I heap praise on you all the time.
I'm just saying, I just don't like that word.
Well, we all have things in life we don't like.
He also talks about your large Marge laugh and other good things.
Horse laugh. He's obviously the horse laugh. Yeah.
Okay.
He's never seen Large Marge, obviously.
I haven't seen Large Marge. So here is something for you, Victoria. As a former Cosmo girl, it seems Walmart has pulled Cosmo from the checkout lines, and I wonder why, other than maybe because they're worried about the Me Too movement. Is Cosmo a cause for concern with the Me Tooers?
I have not heard anyone who has talked about the Me Too movement and has used Cosmo in any context, but I don't even know what type of a group it is, but this is some group that has lobbied with Walmart to push Cosmo to the back of the store.
The National Center on Sexual Exploitation said that it has partnered with Walmart to remove Cosmo from checkout lines because of sexually explicit magazine items. They apparently
trying to imply that Cosmo is exploiting women. If that's what they think, then they've never read a Cosmo. Cosmo is completely about empowering women, and so.
But I do think the cover gives the wrong example. I agree. I'm a Cosmo reader. I've been a Cosmo reader forever. I still get the subscription sent to my house. But I think if you look at the cover,
it apparently is the only thing that gets delivered to your house.
Oh boy!
It's funny how the things that people say are going to get delivered usually come, like my subscription to Cosmo. But I think that if you do read the magazine, you do find out that they try to look at things with women's empowerment in mind, even the sexual stuff. But if you look at the cover, it's dress for your hottest date, or it's sex moves that'll woo him, or whatever it is.
Right.
And that does seem to be kind of flying in the face of the message. I can get where if you just go cover deep, you're going to think that about Cosmo probably.
The only
at this
thing
point
that I have questions about, because they kind of compare it to Playboy, basically.
Yeah.
I'm just curious what other magazines they will continue to have up there. I mean, this is all magazines. It's not just the cover of Cosmo. It's GQ. It's Men's Health. It's all these, like, women's fitness. All of these magazines that are supposed to be about health and eating and stuff. Like, they still have half-naked cover models.
Right.
So, and like, sex tips and stuff on the front. So I'm just a little curious why it's only Cosmo. And if we're really concerned about the Me Too movement, why get rid of a magazine that, even if you're saying it's about sexual exploitation, it's one of the only magazines that, like, has a lot of input from women.
They're putting it in the magazine section,
but I mean
but
from
not
the
out front. Yeah, right. The executive director of the National Center on Sexual Exploitation is a lady named Dawn Hawkins, and she doesn't want young children to be exposed to the things on the cover of Cosmo. So what's happened to all of us that have grown up, or all of us who have seen at different stages of our lives Cosmo? I don't go to Walmart, but I've seen them. I guess apparently we're all screwed up.
Well, the thing that, you can say, okay, Cosmo is too sexy for the checkout line. Okay, fine. That's one statement that I understand. And Jen's right. You know, the headlines, those cover lines are, they're famous for that. But this woman is trying to tie, this is where I find this offensive. She's trying to tie it in with the Me Too movement of women who are victims. And so she's trying to say that Cosmo is exploiting women, like women have no say in this, and this is just all about trying to please your man and sexual favors and things like that. That is totally wrong. So this is one of those cases where I'm sure there's
you working for anybody that has that as an object.
Okay, absolutely. So I actually want to play a game, because I actually have a Cosmo right here on my desk. It's an old one. November 2017, Jennifer Hudson's on the front, and I'll read every...
I get what you're saying. No,
Not even arguing it. Let's see if it's right.
Right, but what I'm saying, though, is she's tying it to the Me Too movement.
Right.
And that's what I find really offensive.
So what is this
organization?
That
it's too sexy.
What I smell here...
I smell so much religion behind this.
There's sex stuff on the cover. Okay, so here's the cover story. Ready? Super hot sex games. All you need is dice, a timer, and a daring playmate. Bonus, you'll both score. The other one says, dating now, make it fun again, crush the DM convo, end ghosting for good, meet a hottie IRL. That's in real life, Doug. Gyno warning, a winter risk your doctor hasn't told you about. The voice is Jennifer Hudson, powers up her confidence. He's got a G-spot, too, how to hit it right. That's it.
Right.
There you go. And
the interesting
thing. This
just reeks to me of like some religious backed thing.
Either that or a group of 501c3. I'm looking them up now. That's looking for money, looking for donations, that may be looking to people, as you've just explained, Victoria, that have something that perhaps is about keeping the world safe from sexual whatever.
I think the message should just be, it's too sexy because of the headlines, it's too sexy for the checkout line. Fine, I understand that, and I don't disagree. But to tie it into a movement that is so personal for so many women, that's where I just find it, like, that's totally crossed the line.
Well, yeah, I think they probably had an issue with the stories that Cosmo puts out, and then, you know, went to Walmart and said, hey, this is violating the Me Too movement. And then when you're a company and that's such a big thing in the headlines, what are you going to do? You know, you don't want to come under a backlash for saying, oh, well, we didn't want to side with the Me Too movement or something like that. But I also feel like most of those articles that Jen read, when I was a little kid, if someone said something about, you know, if I'm in the checkout aisle and I read something about a G-spot or a gyno, I don't think I would have known what either of those were.
Right.
So I don't really think it's an issue for a kid.
I went to Facebook. They have a Facebook page, and their website is endsexualexploitation.org. So it's a 501c3 nonprofit. They say their goals are to expose the connection between all forms of sexual exploitation with a focus on the harm of pornography.
So they're calling, okay, so that's where the religious stuff is coming in. So they're basically trying to say that Cosmo is porn. That is ridiculous. That is absolutely ridiculous.
So this is a Washington-based, one of those nonprofits that I'm sure works the crowd when it comes to the fundraisers, the congressmen, the senators. They focus on, according to this Facebook page, sexual addiction and compulsivity, sexualization of children, sexual assault and violence, sex trafficking, child sex abuse, violence against women, child porn, prostitution, et cetera,
right.
Et cetera, et cetera.
All of those things are horrible, and we all agree on that.
How could you not support that?
Right, exactly. Ooh. I think that's Kara's point is right. I think that Walmart probably
wait a minute. Okay, I see what's going on. They're having their annual convention next week in Washington.
Now we're talking about them.
Hello, ding, 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 ding.
Yeah, I just find their choice of Cosmo to be very arbitrary. And I've always found tabloids to be much more dangerous than that, because everything is completely false and they have all these terrible pictures of people.
Yeah. All right, so their annual convention to End Exploitation Summit. It's endexploitationsummit.com, and it's next week in Washington from Friday to Sunday.
Yep, and who would have known about that otherwise if we hadn't been talking about it?
Yeah. Okay, so, and we just tell
them. To get your tickets, go to
right.
Yeah. Go to their website. You know, I don't think this is all that new of a conversation. I've been to many a stores where they'll put a Cosmo up on the front counter, but they'll put the little plastic thing over it, blocking out everything except for the headline so that you can see it's a Cosmo magazine. I just think
they still do that?
I think it's just in some places they think it's a little too salacious. Yeah.
Yeah. 16 past the hour. This is the DJV show. If you remember my conversation from earlier in the week when I was talking about the Scarborough report of who listens to this program, there are 29 million small business owners in our country, and a lot of them listen to this program, and we're happy about that. So some of our advertising focuses on businesses, business owners, and if you're one of those business owners who's still using the free email service for your company, Gmail, Yahoo, AOL, the Hotmail, whatever, not a good business ploy. It's not a good thing because it doesn't separate you out. If people see your name, .tech, for example, they say, wow, this must be a fabulously new and with it company. Consumers don't trust businesses unless they have their own professional email. And this is a way to distinguish you. Go to easyemail.tech. Easyemail.tech. They make the process simple for you to get, like I was talking to the guy who gave me this information. And he's in charge of our sales efforts here. And I said, let's get DougStephan.tech or DJVShow.tech. What do you think, ladies? Good idea?
Well, we have DJVShow.com, don't we?
I know. We do that now. So
then let's add some tech.
Yes, exactly. We have it as DJVShow.tech as well. Call 844-344-7607. And the folks at EasyEmail.tech will get you started. They'll get you set up with your own .com, .shop, .tech, whatever it is that you want, whatever professional email you prefer. Easy Email, a United States of America company. Yes, you'll be able to understand, actually, who you're talking to. 844-344-7607. Go to easyemail.tech. It's a good way for you to put yourself out there in the front. Because when people see this, oh, wait a minute, let's look at this. This is something new. And it is. Easy Email, easyemail.tech, or 844-344-7607.
Hi, welcome to the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale.
Oh, thank you.
There's some amazing deals here on Easter decor. Beautiful spring dinnerware, mm-hmm. Table settings. Now, if you have any questions, please ask someone who works here. I'm just shopping.
Oh.
Table runners, come with me. A lot of people are getting caught up in the Pier 1 Spring Dining and Easter Sale. Right now, get up to 30% off dinnerware, drinkware, dining tables and chairs, and Easter decor. Give your home that unique look you want for spring and save up to 30% now at Pier 1 Imports through March 31st.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
That? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. and what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now
at 800-667-9035.
Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home.
Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now 23 and change after the hour here on the DJ V Show with Ms. Horn, Miss Keelan, and Miss Schillen, and Mr. Stefan. Notice I didn't say Ms. Stefan. I didn't think I wanted. I fit in with the rest of the band.
Are you trying to make an announcement, Eggie?
No.
Are you making
Thank
a
you.
Change?
No, I'm okay. Thanks, Jennifer. Cameron Diaz is making a change. She says, I actually am retired. Selma Blair apparently was right all along. Ms. Diaz confirmed that she is retired from acting, reunited for a new interview with her co-stars from The Sweetest Thing. During the discussion, which Entertainment Weekly published this past week, Diaz, Blair, and Christina Applegate realized that the three of them haven't gotten together since filming the movie. Why not? Diaz replied when asked about reuniting with the other ladies, I'm down with it. I'm literally doing nothing. And then Applegate said, I'm literally doing nothing, too. I'm semi-retired. I haven't worked for years. I'm a mom. That's what we do. So I'm around, man. And then she said, Cameron Diaz said, that's so awesome. I totally am down with that. I'm semi-retired, too, and I am actually retired, so I would love to see you ladies. So there you go. She started in 1994 in The Mask. Remember that movie? And she worked for 20 years.
Was,
and
she looked so beautiful. I thought she looked so pretty in that movie.
Yeah. So she, the last movie she did was Sex Tape, 2014, so she's done.
Oh, yeah, I remember that
remember
one.
That? Yeah. Yeah. Well, I thought she was quite likable.
Yeah, I wonder why she's retiring now. Is this? I wonder if this is a choice that she's making, or is she just not getting any roles anymore?
Yeah, I don't think she was, she could, she can open a movie. She certainly could during the heyday, so.
Right.
There's a lot of work for I would think, I don't know that, so I'm talking like I have the paper, but it would seem that she had her choice for a long time. She's very popular and had a very good presence about her, so it would be surprising if she couldn't get good roles. Maybe she just had enough. She made enough money.
Yeah, I don't know. She got married a few years ago. Maybe she just wants to settle down and have a family or something.
Could be.
How old is she?
Probably
46.
Probably too old for kids, but I don't know if she could adopt or something.
All right, Bruce Springsteen is in the music news. If you're a diehard fan, you got something to look forward to in the coming months. Releases from 1987 to 1996 being remastered and reissued for a new vinyl box set that will drop in May. called Bruce Springsteen, the album collection, Volume 2, 87 to 96. His four studio albums from that era, plus two EPs and a double LP live album. First time these releases have been remastered on vinyl. And these guys, they'll come up with anyway. And he's got such a fan base, he'll sell these things like hotcakes.
Well, to listen to old Bruce on vinyl, especially, you know, you don't still have the original vinyl, which a lot of his fans do, but still, it's very cool.
It's
vinyl's kind of having a moment.
10-disc set, Victoria. Springsteen studio albums Tunnel of Love, Human Torch, Lucky Town, and The Ghost of Tom Joad. I don't know that one. Plus EPs Chimes of Freedom, Blood Brothers, along with a live album in concert, MTV Plugged in 1993. So on May 18th, this all will be available. You can pre-order it now. The album's transferred from the original analog masters using a process that is used a lot to fix these up. I don't know who would know what the plangent process is, but that's what they use.
A super vinyl lover, I guess, right?
Yeah, I would think so, probably, yeah. Tunnel of Love and Human Touch have been expanded across two LPs to maximize the audio quality of them. Also comes with a 60-page book featuring vintage press clippings and photos and other memorabilia. So if you're a Bruce Springsteen fan, you're going to love this. And when you get right down to it, who is it? Who doesn't like The Boss? I don't know if I want to spend...
I was going to say, yeah, not really. But
really?
I mean, I like a little bit, but I like the stuff about Bruce Springsteen that nobody else likes, like Glory Days and Born in the USA. Yeah. I like the real pop stuff.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's 34 after the hour. That should be in the podcast, by the way. Victoria, put that in the podcast. All right, so it's the DJV program you're listening to with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, who offends. No, you don't offend people, but you're offended. I guess that was somebody just posted a Facebook thing that wondered laughingly whether there was anything that you weren't offended by.
I'm offended by that question, Kelly.
Oh, people are so funny. Let's get moving. Let's get going. This is a great radio program with great people. We all have a great life, so much to be thankful for. Nobody cares if you're upset. They don't. Nobody cares if you're angry.
Some people are happy if you're upset and angry.
Right, yeah, exactly. So let's get back to what's going on. I'm upset. I'm offended by those damn Russians who have expelled a number of diplomats and closed down the consulate in St. Petersburg. The offense. That's Leningrad, by the way, for the old-timers. 60 Democrats. That's not. That's a Freudian slip. 60 diplomats and the foreign minister of Russia, Sergei Lavrov, said, we're sending them home because you did it to us.
Yeah, it's retribution.
Get out of here. Persona non grata for activities incompatible with diplomatic status, says the ministry. U.S. Ambassador John Huntsman, who ran, he's going to run for president once. Remember him a couple of years ago?
He did, yeah. Now he's the ambassador to Russia.
Good. Yep, right. He had been summoned to the foreign ministry to be told that they have to get out. So the Russians are saying, what difference does it make whether you have a mission in Leningrad or not? Who cares? 20 nations, including allies like the U.S., Britain. Actually, it started with the Brits because of the gassing of those two, the father and son. Almost got killed with the Russian gas because...
Yeah, the father and daughter, they had, like, nerve agent on their door handle and, like, all over their house.
Ugh. Yeah. See,
fun stuff.
Yeah, nice, huh? All right, there's a sort of sad story that continues to be in focus. This lesbian couple who drove their SUV off a cliff in Northern California with three of their children... Jennifer and Sarah Hart are dead. They were both 39. They'd been reported earlier this past week to Child Protective Services. A neighbor called and said that one of the children came over to his house and asked for food pretty much every day for over a week. A 15-year-old asked this couple to have them leave food out in a box because the mothers were punishing him by not feeding him for something that he'd done. This story gets stranger the more you look around.
Really, really strange.
Yeah. One of the children escaped, asking for protection.
So three kids are missing, right?
Yeah, three kids just gone.
So three kids died and three are missing.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, what a
weird story.
But I guess
on Friday, before they left and before they went over the cliff, the neighbors saw everyone in the family run out and get in the car. So that's why they thought all six of the kids were in the car. Apparently, none of them had seatbelts on.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if the other ones have just drowned.
They've washed away.
Mm-hmm. Washed away.
Yeah,
I don't
right.
know. But it's so.
Was the car submerged into the water?
I don't know if it was
see
all,
any pictures
it wasn't,
or anything.
It must not have been all the way submerged because the reason they found it was because a passerby saw it.
So I'm happy.
You can see it. If you look at the pictures of it, you can see it kind of upside down. So it wasn't underwater. It was right above the water, which is kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But, this
is it possible
so sad
that three kids survived and just ran?
I don't know. After going off a cliff and having that impact, where is there a place to get to if you're on the side of a cliff and you're in water? Yeah, you would have to climb somewhere.
Most of those areas are pretty steep.
I guess the answer is always yes, but it's probably pretty unlikely, especially if the neighbor said that they weren't in their seatbelts, which is what the report was, that they were all just kind of off. They said that they've been abused. I guess a lot of the neighbors are saying that they've been abused and that Child Protective Services had visited the family, but they didn't. No one's really commented about that. Officers, they found the bodies of three children and both women, but they're continuing to search for Hannah, who's 16, Devante, 15, and Sierra, 12, who they think were also in the car.
Hmm.
And the other really weird thing about the story is that Devante was in a picture, like a famous picture a few years ago, I guess at a rally after a black man was killed. Or I don't know if it was an anti-police thing, but he had signs, and the family was known for being activists and having signs that said free hugs. And he was holding a sign that said free hugs, and a police officer came over, and they hugged each other. Mm-hmm. And there's a really famous picture of it, and it's just, you know, it's sad any time a kid
dies. After Ferguson.
But after Ferguson.
Yeah.
So,
you
know, I'm just going to hope, I'm sure it's completely not likely, but maybe there's a cave somewhere around there that they were able to climb in and get protection.
Mm.
I'm
sure looking at
that
a sign,
happen, but
a picture of their love is always the way, holding up a sign. Six black children and two white women who were married together.
They think that it was an intentional drive off the road because you don't see
any skid marks,
no brake marks.
Yeah.
The mothers were wearing seatbelts, but apparently the kids that they found were not. So, I don't know.
Sarah Hart pled guilty to domestic assault charges 4 or 5 years ago.
Against her wife?
No, apparently one of the children.
How the heck do you have six adopted kids? How is that even a thing if you're pleading guilty to domestic
assault?
There's
an excess here. There's some kind of an emotional... There's something emotional. There's something here that is obviously not right. That's a kind of a stupid statement, but you wonder, there's so much deviant behavior in many different families. The story from Michigan about the woman who killed her husband and her two children because she wasn't allowed to come into the Jehovah's Witnesses camp. You knew that story? This woman killed the dog, the family dog as well.
Oh, I'm more upset about the dog.
Right.
No, I'm joking. I'm totally
Is there
joking.
Anything that doesn't offend you, Victoria?
I just said the most offensive thing. So are we even now, Kelly?
But you're right. It does seem very excessive when you kill your family. And then, like, the dog, I mean, you could put the dog outside and someone else could go and take care of them. And you kill them
Someone
in addition.
Someone else can take care of your family.
Well, I know that. But I just mean it seems a little excessive when you kill everyone and then you turn around and you're like, hey, dog. You've probably never done anything to me, but you deserve to go to. I don't know. It just, it's just, all of it is excessive, I guess. I'm just going to stop talking now. Digging myself a hole.
I started digging, don't worry.
Here's a story about a Texas teacher this week suspended for discussing her sexual orientation in her classroom. She has purple hair. She's an art teacher. What's the big deal?
A lesbian art teacher?
Yeah.
So, what like, a shocker, that's, a, huh? that's a big deal now?
Apparently, it's
Really?
It is, yeah, apparently. There's a bunch of research out this week that shows that gender stereotypes are starting to change in the younger generation. What is it, Generation Z? Is that what they call? What's coming up behind millennials?
Yeah. It's Generation Z, I think they call it Z.
New study out in the Journal of Child Development asks youngsters from K to 12 to draw a picture of a scientist. A decade ago when this was done, most of the drawings would have been male. Now, about a third of them depict female scientists. This is due to many forces, they say. Increasing number of strong women in science, cultural deconstruction of gender stereotypes, and taking Cosmo off of the shelves in Walmart. That's what's probably fixed all of this. I don't think that's really it. I just threw that in there. You got that, ladies, right?
We got that.
Well, it is, though, and there is so much that's changing rapidly, too. Is it because of social media? Or just because people are waking up? Why are people waking up? What is there that is making the world change as quickly as the explanation has to be social media?
I think that, but also I think what's going on in people's individual families. You know, if you now have two parents that work and your mom works or makes more money than your dad does, then it's going to change your idea of what you can do than, you know, 20, 30 years ago where you might have just had a father that was working and your mom was stay at home.
Yeah. Also this week, did you ladies see the pictures of the UFOs that pilots saw while they were flying over Arizona?
I heard about this. What happened? What did they
see? This actually, Doug, when I saw this story, this actually kind of makes me believe that there's something out there.
Of course there's something out there.
I know you've been saying that, but...
I've been saying this for years. So it was two planes. American Airlines pilot saw it, and a Learjet private pilot saw this. An object in the sky, they radioed regional air traffic controllers in Albuquerque. Quote, was anybody above us just passed us like 30 seconds ago? One of the pilots said, and in exchange, the air traffic controller says negative. Okay, well, something did, one pilot said. A UFO, somebody quickly responded. Yeah, the pilot replied again. Minutes later, the FAA controller alerted an American airline plane that was flying in that same area. According to the release by the FAA, American 1095, let me know if anything passes over you in the next 15 miles, the air traffic controller said. Let you know if anything passes over, the pilot responded. American 1095, affirmative. We had an aircraft in front of you that reported something pass over him, and we didn't have any targets. So just let me know if you see anything pass over you. And apparently, the pilot confirmed that, yes, he had seen something. I just got chills. I just got goosebumps.
This totally gave me goosebumps. And this is right over Roswell, too.
All right, the pilot said.
Landing spot.
Yep. Shortly after, the pilot radioed the air traffic control that he was looking at a mysterious object. It's American 1095. Yep, something just passed over us. I don't know what it was, but at least 2,000-3,000 feet above us, it passed right over the top of the plane. It was an Airbus 321 flying from San Diego to Dallas. American referred all questions to the FAA.
Yeah, that's the government cover-up now, right?
There you go. It's unclear whether the object spotted was... Of course it was an... come on.
Or maybe it was Russia, and they're flying over Roswell, and they're trying to find out all the secrets, and now they're going to take over the whole world.
The thing that they keep... A UFO, whether it exists or not, that was an unidentified flying object. So obviously it's a real thing, right?
And the other pilot described it as being highly reflective. Like it's just the whole thing was made of sort of tinfoil kind of a thing. Like there's a lot. But then they keep saying
like
that.
My hat.
Right. But then.
That's your hat.
But then a couple people have related to this story have said that they had quote unquote weather balloons in the area. What the heck is a weather balloon? I've been hearing about weather balloons. What is it?
They send it up in the atmosphere, right, to test the weather.
Yeah. But it wouldn't be
the kid that flew away in one.
No,
I don't remember that story.
You don't remember that? I was in Mexico when it happened, but there was a kid who got into a weather balloon. Or no, they thought he was in a weather balloon, and so they were tracking this thing, and it was like flying all over the place, and everybody thought the kid was in the weather balloon, and then it turns out he was like sleeping in a closet.
Oh gosh!
Do you remember that, Dad? Come on, you remember that?
I do vaguely.
Basket boy or something was what they called him. They thought he was asleep in the basket of the weather balloon.
To deny that there are UFOs, or to deny that there are other beings who are as well-developed, if not more, than we are in the universe, is folly. It's nonsense. When you think about how big the universe is, even in our own galaxy, which goes on, all you can see in the stars at night are stars that are in our own galaxy that are 11, 12, 13, 14 light years away. That means the light you're looking at was 12 years ago. That you're looking at light tonight when you look in the sky, that light was generated by that planet 12 years ago. It's taken 12 years for the light to get from that planet to us, and it's in our galaxy. So to think it's just ridiculous to think that we are not alone. We are not alone. Wait a minute, am I doing a double negative there?
We're not alone.
We are alone.
Give us the Michael Jackson, come on.
That's it. All right.
But the thing that's extra weird about this story is that both pilots had said that the thing passed over the plane, meaning it's going faster than what they were both traveling at. So how could a weather balloon fly that fast?
The government thinks you're stupid. And they want to control everything. Oh, we don't want the people to be upset or scared. What are you talking about? This is nonsense. And maybe this is a good weekend for it.
Notice that Trump said he was going to release the records about UFOs. Remember that? He was going to declassify Area 51.
Where's that?
What if he found out what was really in it, and that's why we haven't heard anything about it?
Uh-huh.
You know what? I feel like someone asked Obama about that, too. And I think even George W. All the presidents have gotten the alien Roswell question. And I think that George W., I think, jokes about releasing the records, and Obama said, well, I'd like to, but there was some comment that he made like, yeah, that's not going to happen. Like, it's not allowed. So there's obviously more to that story. And I'm sure if Trump said, I'll release it, and then they probably sat him down and said, here's the real deal. You're not
going to
release it.
People are going to lose their minds.
Yes.
10:30 before the hour.
Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty is here. With new beauty steals every day, it's beauty's biggest event, which means it's also beauty's biggest makeup bag makeover event. And beauty's biggest, is that price real, event? And beauty's biggest, well, you get the point. At Ulta Beauty's 21 Days of Beauty, every day is a new chance to get up to 50% off our most loved brands, like IT Cosmetics, Tarte, and more. But the event ends April 7th, so hurry in to binge on beauty only at Ulta Beauty.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But If you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Car time, car talk, courtesy of our auto expert, Nick Miles, who has his website, ourautoexpert.com. Check with him, you can figure out what's going on. I see a survey of people using car seats, Nick, this week, not being used properly. If they are used correctly, car seats are effective. They can reduce the risk of injury by 54%, but a number of car seats are being used incorrectly. Some of the misuse, pretty minor. 35% of children are actually getting no protection at all from their car seats. I was trying to go back to, I didn't ever have a car seat. You probably didn't. Most people our age never had a car seat. I'm still here. We didn't even have seat belts in cars when I was a kid. So what's the, why all of this hoopla?
Well, the truth is car seats do save lives, and the stats show that. And so it's a good idea. Kids hate putting them in. Parents hate dealing with them. But there's actually an easy solution to a car seat. That your local fire department or police department will actually come and put it in for you. They all have classes. That you just call them. You can drive car down there usually. They'll show you how to correctly install it. And, you know, you only usually have to learn that once, and a lot of times they never come in and out of the back seat. Or the alternative is you could buy a Volvo that has the car seat built into the seat. That's the other choice.
I didn't know that. Really?
Yeah.
Are they SUVs or all Volvos?
Well, certain Volvos, I think the V cars, the wagons have them, and some of the SUVs, but they're actually, they're sort of a booster seat or a car seat situation built into the seat that sort of folds out or pops up, and that's really easy for parents. In fact, I might even buy a Volvo if I had to deal with a car seat
really?
For that very reason.
Yeah. I have, when I'm in Los Angeles, I don't own a car. There are rent cars, and when I'm taking my grandson around, I put the seat in. It's not a big deal to put the car seat in and take it out. But if you're not clever and you can't find the little places to hook them behind the seat, it could be, I could see where it would be a problem for some people. Anyway.
Right. So, and some new car companies actually have easier attachments. They've sort of gone to a uniform attachment system, so it's pretty obvious. Mm-hmm. But once you've learned once, you know, that's all usually it takes, Doug.
Yeah.
One time wonder.
So here's another thing that I wondered about when I saw this. There's a new app subscription that's being discussed for cars because of all the money that people are having to put down, the long lease lengths, insurance costs, and all the things. A lot of people are thinking, whether they're doing it yet or not, of just using Ubers. Automakers are rolling out flat fee programs that aim to make leasing a car simple, as easy as buying a smartphone. So I saw on one of them, and we're talking here about Cadillac and Volvo and Porsche developing app-based monthly subscription services. What do you think the future is of that?
Well, you know, Lexus just announced it on the new UX, a small crossover here in New York City for the auto show. So what it is basically a system where you pay like your cell phone. You pay a certain amount each month that gets all your services included. So it's the price of the car, it's the insurance, and it's all the maintenance in one single fee. And you still own the car just like you would in any other situation, but you pay once every month. And you can actually change your car out from month to month. Lincoln looking at introducing a new service where, you know, next month perhaps you need an SUV because it's going to snow or you're on a road trip. And so you can change your vehicle. And that's like your cell phone, right? Once you're done with one model or you need to move on or it doesn't work for you, then you find a new model. I think that's the way the world is going as it is. And I'd rather have that and not have to worry about finding insurance and paying it every
month. But you have to submit. I'm thinking that's a great idea for me when I spend 4 months a year in Los Angeles and I don't want to own a car. Can you do it for 4 months?
Yeah, there's some companies you can do it from month to month, and then you could change the location of where you are. So, for instance, you know, if you're on the farm for 6 months and in LA for 6 months.
Right, that sounds like a great idea. I might look into that. I may call you to have you give me a little more advice. All right, you said you were at the New York Auto Show. What's going on there? What are you seeing?
Tons of really cool stuff. One of the things that really made my mouth drop was a new introduction of the Lincoln Aviator, which is slightly smaller than the Navigator. We thought the Navigator was a one-hit wonder. Well, absolutely not. This new Aviator, but it has something very cool, Doug, which is a smart key, which you use your phone for everything in the car. Now follow me in this, because it's a little bit complicated. So you use the phone to get in, get out, and start the car and drive it. You still have a key as a backup, but you can actually lend the car to, let's say, your son. And if your son is bad or naughty, just turn it off from your phone and they can no longer use the car. I thought that was an absolute great idea. Or for a valet at a restaurant. So everything controlled from your cell phone.
Does it look like an Explorer? Because a lot of times these cars in the same company have the same look, just a little more oomph to them.
It's the same size, but looks nothing like the Explorer. In fact,
really?
22-inch wheels on it. I'll tell you, go online, Google the new the Aviator. Your mouth will drop, my friend. It's absolutely stunning.
Something else for, what's-his-face, the actor to drive who promotes.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.